Thank you, Lorna. I'll now ask Jane to introduce the final set of news stories.
Our last batch is a very varied set of news stories. Have you lost a boa constrictor? One has been found in Chapelfield Gardens. Not far away in Marks and Spencer, four people were arrested after pouring milk onto the shop floor in an animal rebellion protest. Norwich City Council has decided to cut its annual fireworks display to save money, another sign of difficult times. And to finish, we have some useful advice. There is another scam going around. Beware of any messages that start, "Hi, Mum, I dropped my phone. Please use this new number." And if you need to write a will, October is Free Wills Month. Here is Tim with news of the stray snake.
An escaped boa constrictor has been rescued after it was found in a city park. A passerby discovered the cold-blooded reptile in Chapelfield Gardens before bringing it to the safety of nearby Chapelfield Vets in Norwich. The snake, known as Bertha, is now in the care of the Norwich Reptile Company and is recovering well as the hunt for its owner continues. Paul Skinner was called by Chapelfield Vets shortly after it came into their care, who was quick to offer a temporary home for the escaped serpent. She is safe and is recovering well, being kept nice and warm in a vivarium, he said.
Four people have been arrested after milk was poured onto M&S's shop floor in Norwich City Centre. Officers were called to the incident in the Rampant Horse Street store, where animal rebellion protesters were protesting as part of their calls for a plant-based future. At the Rampant Horse Street M&S store, two people took bottles of milk from the shelves and emptied them over the floor and meat counter to highlight the need to support farmers in a transition to a sustainable plant-based food system. In a tweet, Norwich Police said, "Following reports of a disturbance at M&S, Rampant Horse Street, four people have been arrested for offences of assault and criminal damage."
The huge annual fireworks display, which takes place in Norwich City Centre, has been cancelled. The Big Boom last took place in November 2019, with the 2020 and 2021 events called off due to the COVID pandemic. However, residents and business owners were hopeful it would return this year. But Norwich City Council confirmed it will not go ahead, and the Spooky City Halloween celebrations are cancelled too. A statement said, "The Council's Spooky City and Big Boom events will not go ahead this year due to the need to make savings and respond to the increasing financial pressure on Council budgets. However, the Christmas light switch-on is going ahead in collaboration with Norwich BID on Thursday, November the 17th, with more details to be confirmed." While the Big Boom is not going ahead, there are plenty of other displays taking place in and around Norwich, including a big one at the Hewitt School on October the 28th and the 29th.
People in Norfolk are being warned about scammers pretending to be their mothers on WhatsApp in order to steal money. The message usually starts, "Hi, Mum, I dropped my phone. Please use this new number and delete the old one from your contacts." After several seemingly innocent messages, such as one saying "hugs," the sender will highlight a problem, such as a broken item which needs money to be transferred to fix, or an urgent bill which needs to be paid. Trading Standards advice is to always be suspicious, especially if a request for money is involved, and try to contact the person who the message claims to be via another known number or method.
people are being encouraged to think about the future by leaving a gift that benefits children and young people receiving hospice care. Free Wills Month takes place in October and gives people over the age of 18 an opportunity to have their will written or updated for free. In return, they're encouraged to make a donation or leave a gift to a charity such as East Anglia's Children's Hospices each. Each manager, Amy Cudmore, said, "This special month is an opportunity to start a very important conversation and ensure the public are aware they can leave a gift in their will. After taking care of family and friends, it's an opportunity to help us continue our work supporting children and their families for generations to come." Each is directing supporters to a free online will writing service called Fair Will, which allows people to write their will online at no cost in return for making a donation to Each. For more information, call 01-223-800-807.
That's the end of this edition of Chatterbox. Here is our regular reminder. When you have finished with the recording, put the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. You do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and our thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Alex Holmes. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on our answer phone. We'll definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk or visit our website on www.cbtn.org.uk. Please remember that immediately after this edition of Chatterbox, we have the autumn 2022 edition of Chatter Round, so there's still plenty to listen to. So, this is goodbye from me, Tim Peters.
And it's a goodbye from me, Jane Pratt.
Goodbye.